Okay. Boom landing on Blat Gemara. We're up to now the fourth Pedik in Bobasa, the Samach Aleph, Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, now we're talking about selling. We're talking about Chazak and about selling. When you sell something, you have to delineate every single detail. What's included in the sale? Somebody asked a few weeks ago, what's included in the sale? What's not included in the sale? And we'll see. That's which is an integral part of the house you're selling is included. And others maybe not. So Hamoichir is a bayid. If somebody sells a house, the Lemocha Yitzia, the Yitzia is not included. We'll see later what exactly the Yitzia is. It's a room annexed to the back of the house. We'll see later why shouldn't it be included. Even though it's open to the house. Because the use of the Yitzia, the room, the back room of the house. We just started here. The back room of the house is a different use than the rest of the house. It's not included. Even though it's open to the house, it's all set up for you. Two lines on the top. Nor you have a room inside the house that's open to the house, but since it's not, its use is not like the house is used in what way? Because it's meant for storage, so therefore it's not included in the sale unless you spell it out. A roof is not included when it has a fence around it, 10 tefachim high in the perimeter, so that tells us it's a separate chash of a room. You should have spelled it out. If you didn't, it's not included. If the doorway to go up there is not just a ladder or something, but there's a door to go up there, even though it might not be 10 tefachim high, ain't a mach, it's not a proper sale.
Didn't we have a cloud that hakol kaminig abadina?
No, we're talking about non halacha. Then it comes in. No, we don't have a cloud. We had a cloud on what kind of wall you should use. Hakol kaminig abadina. He would do a halacha in a sale. If I didn't spell it out, what does halacha say? So. My yitzia. First of all, what's a yitzia? So we're going to digress for a minute. What's a yitzia? So hocha tagim over here, we translate yitzia as what? A fossa, a very low building that's annexed to a regular house. It's like an afasa, a low room, but also it has many, it's like a veranda, a porch. It has many different windows, spaces. So therefore, you don't really use it like mamish, like a house. Even though it's a house, but you don't use it exactly like a house. It's more of a beauty set out there when it's sunny and so on. Chalil means in the holes. The man but Apata, the one who says that Apata is not included, like Ms. Davna, his coach came, but Chalil is not included because it's mamish, the use of a veranda is different than a normal house. A house, you sleep in all these private things in a veranda with wide open windows. You don't have it, so it's more for beauty than anything else. It's a room with a veranda. Avala potter is davna. Potter can be sold because it looks like a room. It's closed off and everything else, and it's similar to a house. Therefore, it might be included in the house. What's this word you see with the origin? Sholosh shemas yeshloi yitzia. Actually, has three different words. It's found in Tanakh. Sometimes it's called yitzia. Sometimes it's called sela. Sometimes it's called ta. Sometimes it's called ta. Yitzia, where do you find called Yitzia? The Chesiv, it says by the Beis HaMikdash. Ha Yitzia Tachtayna. There were three rooms, one on top of the other, and each one gets wider and wider. The bottom Yitzia is Chamesh Ba'amas, five Amas wide. And the Rechava, the wider, the width, and then it goes higher and higher. Because as the wall of the, as mission goes higher, it goes in, so these rooms get wider. Tzela, where do you find it? It's called a tzela. The Chesiv, it says, v'hatzloyeis, and these rooms, tzela el tzela, was one alongside the other one, shalosh v'shloshim, pamim, 33 times, 33 little rooms. We see these things are called tzela. Tor, how do you know it's called Tor? Because Yecheskel described it, the Chesiv, it says, v'hatzor, this room, Tor. What's his measurements? Kone echad oirich, v'kone echad roichiv. It's 6 amas wide and 6 amas, kone 6 amas. So it's 6 amas wide. Again, so this very room we're talking about has different names. Ubein hatoim, chamish amas between one room and the next is 5 amas space. Yeah, we always say, mark from here, another ayim, that Tor means like a little room in the back of the house. Maybe Yitzia is an annex room, a room back of the house.
It's
the same thing. In the base of Midrash also, it was like the side rooms.
But didn't he just say that Yitzia is more like
a similar use like the house. No. Open was that other Chalila. But Yitzia is a room like an annex in the back of the house. Then it says here, Mahacha, it says, above over here, it says, Kaisel HaHechel, this is a Mishnah, the wall of the Hechel is Sheish, with six Amis, Vahata, Sheish, Kaisel HaTor, Chamesh. The wall of the Hechel was six Amis, right, and the wall of the Tor was five Amis. Amar Mazuta, back to our Gemara. So Mazuta says, when do we say it's not included in the house? Who the Havi Arba Amis is a chashiv, a room on its own. It is four Amis. Why? Then it's not included because it has its own chashivas. You should have included it. However, if it's less than four Amis, then it becomes bottled to the house and it's sold with the house. Amar Levi Mazuta, Lidi Dog, now that you come along and you make this whole cheshmed Amid Ada Havi Arba Amis, it has to be a minimum four Amis before it's chashiv and not part of the house. Tell me, El Meyatik Abi Boy, we're going to learn next Mishnah. When you sell a yard. In the yard, they used to have little reservoirs, little wells, and so on. But now we learn, when I sell you a yard, lo yes a boy, the boy is not included, lo yes a dus, nor is a cistern included. Afa pisha kosla, even if you include it in the shtar, I'm selling you the yard and all its depths and all its heights, which l'chayde would include all the pits, it's not. Now, according to you, l'chayde, the cheshm should be hochinami, I have the arba amasin, if the boy is four amas, you're saying that the only time is chashiv and the second considered an independent thing, if it's four amas. According to you, the boy should be four amas, in eloi loi, but if not, it doesn't, it's not. A bazei. The problem is, most baiters were not four amas, it's quite a big area. Most baiters are much smaller.
It means it would then be included in the shtar mechira.
Yeah, it would be included in the mechira. And it's not so, because most baiters primarily are less than four amas by four amas. And yet the Mishnah makes this open-ended statement that when you sell a courtyard, the baiter is not included. According to you, the Mishnah should have qualified it. If the baiter is more than four amas, it's not included. But if it's less than four amas, and since most baiters are less than four amas, it is included.
They must have had a funny way of selling things in the olden days. Today, when you sell a block of land, everything goes with it. There's no question.
But when you sell a house, you still have to include it. Say, look in the contract, the chattel and all that. It says clearly.
Yeah, exactly. It says. You're talking about a hole in the ground.
I know.
I'm selling you the whole land except the hole in the ground.
Because the holes in the ground then usually was for water. Water was vital, you know, there's no taps.
But so, if you sell the thing, it's automatically included.
We'll see in a few days from now about Moichir Ba'ayin Yofim, how people generally sell. Are they generous or very stingy?
I know that terminology comes in, but I don't even understand the terminology. It should be automatic. I sell you my house, so what, the backyard is not included?
If I don't, maybe not. No, backyard, yeah, but if, let's say, there's something out of the ordinary. You have a level yard, and suddenly I dug a hole in there. A hole is not the yard.
Everything on that block.
No, I didn't say that. You just made an illusion. I'm telling you the yard. Yard is the ground. This is not a yard. This is a hole.
You heard of the reason that it seems so difficult for us to grasp is because we're so used to this way. You have to take out of your mind what we're used to and have a look. They're used to that way. We have to somehow come to understand that other way of thinking.
Yeah. When you say Oimka Reimer, that's like mining rights. What's Oimka Reimer? Reimer is the Oimka is mining right. In Australia, you don't own the land under your house. You know that?
You don't know.
No, I can go and I can mine for gold under your house. I just need permission from the government. No, I don't need your permission.
On my block, there's a caveat. There's no mining allowed.
Oh, see.
It says in 1868, they made a caveat on this part of St Kilda, in that corner.
And how much gold is underneath your house? You can imagine.
Well, I have to start mining and find out.
You find any gold under my house, it's mine.
That's right. Okay, right. What are you comparing? Hasa, over there by a boy. You know why it's not included over there? I don't care if it's two amas as well, it's not included. You know why? The purpose of a yard is to put things on top of it. The purpose of the hole is to take water. It's to draw water. It's just two different purposes. If I don't include it, why should it be included in the sale? This back room that's annexed to the house, like an attachment to the house, that room, even though it has the same use of the house, so it should be part of the house. And it is if it's less than four amas. Only if it's greater than four amas that it's not. Then the Mishnah said, if you have a room, now this room is different, this is a storage room. Every house has a storage room. So this room is like in the back of the house, and it's a storage room, but it goes to the house. It's not. If I sell you the house, I don't automatically sell you the what do you call that thing? The shed. This is like a storage. You know, the storage room. I don't sell to you. No, it's right to the house. If I didn't sell to you, I could still walk through your house. Then we have a machlekes. Do I have to buy the right to walk through your house or not? That's not a kibbutz chacham. Says the Gemara, hash, I understand. Maduch yitzia, which is mamish, has the same use as a house. Loim is davar, is not included. Chedem meboye, this room over here, which has a different use altogether, it's a storage, you have to tell me it's not included. Gemara, loim tzich, we need it. Afagav de meitze loim mitzroi, avroi. This is the chiddush here. When they used to sell things, it didn't have clear cut boundaries. And if I tell you, I saw you this section of the yard, how in the world am I going to delineate it? Today, you know, we peg it out. But whenever you sell, you go to a new property, you know, they have these new land, they sell land, land sale. Yeah, they peg it out, and then you know exactly what you're buying. But in those days, they didn't have that kind of a system. So they had recognizable boundaries, but the recognizable boundaries were maybe 10 amas outside of the property I'm selling you. I would still put in the recognizable boundaries. Within these boundaries is your area. That's the best I can do. I couldn't delineate exactly where your property is. So I would have thought, because I said within these boundaries, maybe everything including those boundaries are sold. And the chiddush is that it's not. I gave you the whole house as the boundaries. And so then you would argue the cheder is part of the house. I'm telling you, no. I just had to find, if I say the house, I had to give you the dimensions of the house. I had to include the cheder. The cheder is swallowed in the house. So, but I didn't sell it to you. That's a chiddush. Like I'm Nachman. Let's say I have a bit is a big mansion. But the way it was is, he had a number of houses surrounding this middle house, and this middle house is more like a main building. You ever, I don't say it here, but in America it's a lot. You have like a main building where people go and have a, they do their washing and laundry and everything else. We have a bunch of houses all around it. So this Bida, if I sell you a house in Bida Gedola, they all belong to me. I want to sell you one of the houses, but I can't delineate it. So what I tell you. I'll give you boundaries of the whole area. You can't walk back to the buyer and say, oh, I own the whole bidder. No, you don't. I had to find boundaries. I gave you these outer boundaries. I understand. If you can tell me that people call the house a house and this mansion bidder, then if I told you I'm selling you the house, why would you even think that the bidder is included in the sale? What do you need a nachman for? Ella, the libido namikodabai. Number of us must be that people used to call a bida also a house. It's cool, lovely. What tak is it told? He said people call a bida a house, and it says in the contract, I told you the house. So why isn't the bida included? Lo, you know, tzich, we need an akei. The ruba, majority of people call it lelabai's bayis, libido bida. Most people call it, you know, a house is a house, and a mansion is a mansion. However, we can have libido call it lebayi. There are those who call it the other way around. So, Mao, tame, I would have thought. In this case here, because he wrote the word bayis and it gave the boundaries of the whole area, by giving the boundaries of the whole area, what does that tell us? That this person, when even though he called it bayis, he's from those people who call a bira bayis. Kula zavu, that's what we think. Kamashalan, that's not so. How do we take it? It's not so? Because with the havel and mitzvah, he should insert one more line. We'll see in the bottom of the page that the kana bayi made, how we should be much clearer in our contract. You should have written, v'loi shayidit bizvini elen klum, I'm leaving nothing for myself in this property. If you didn't insert that extra clause, I'm leaving nothing for myself on this property, then I did leave something for myself, and I sold you mamash the bayis. I gave a bigger boundary. Shmam and Ashi Yudishai. Like I'm Nachman, what? I'm Mitzorim Hichalov. I'm Nachman, another din very similar. I'm a Rabbi Rabu. I own a big plateau full of fields. And I own all the fields, and I want to sell you only one of the fields, but there's no boundaries there. So what I tell you? I tell you is, I give you the outer bound. I say, I'm selling you a field within these boundaries, and the only boundaries I have is the perimeter of the entire...
It's just a marker point for you.
Wait, it was the entire shetach, including all my fields. Is mitzarim hirchalai. You can't come at the time, I bought the whole property. No, you didn't. You only bought... The Rashbam asked a brilliant question. We have a rule, we'll see more in a few blocks from now. It's called Dami Medin, which means if we don't know exactly what happened, let's see how much he paid. We know what the market values are. Obviously, that's what he bought. So what's going on over here? Well, a Shiloh Bida meant house. A Bida might be $100,000 and a house might be $10,000. So we'll see. If you pay $10,000, it's $10,000. They bought the babies. Exactly. In the field. If you have 10 fields, it might cost you $10,000. And he only bought two fields, one field. He bought $1,000. So we know exactly what he bought. What's this discussion, Bechal? So he says that works, dummy my deen, like works when it comes to metalton lava property. Because we have a rule, ain't I know the kakois. You can never be ripped off by property. No matter how much you overpaid.
That's the market value.
It'll be the price. You can't cheat somebody by property. You overpaid double. In 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it'll be worth that. So therefore, there's no cheating. And people might be happy to pay over the price because they know one day it'll be worth that money. So therefore, you can't say, oh, let's see how much he paid. We'll know what he bought. Well, nothing. You did. I charged you. You bought it. You paid $1,000.
If you didn't agree.
Now we're having a dispute. What exactly you bought? So you can't say, oh, let's see how much he paid and we'll know what he bought. No, you don't. Maybe he agreed to pay him more.
By an auction, that the market determines the value of the property.
It's amazing that only
people are ready to pay for it. That's what it's worth.
It's only Melbourne that has auctions. You have other part. The whole world doesn't have auctions, and even in Australia, many countries. You know, it's just a sale sign, and you know people come in and.
Melbourne is one of the few, if not.
An auction is brilliant, but that pushes prices up obviously because you're standing there. They get excited.
A rush of blood, and
you always pay more than what you wanted to pay.
Especially when you're going to get get a good auctioneer and a hero.
He slips it out of you.
Philip King said,
okay, we can move weiter. Tosfos answers with Fowler's opinion that money doesn't show anything, because Tosfos holds that in other places he holds that in Ola Kakois there's a limit of 50%. It's not like the Rashbam and Rashi learned, there's no limit. I can pay five times the value and I can't come to say you cheated me. Tosfos says, no. There is still a limit, but not the shtus that we learned, 6%, it's 50%. You can pay up to almost double. That's it. You cannot pay more than that. More than that, it's called cheating and you can claim. Again, same question. If people call a field and a plateau, then pshita. Then obviously zada zavale. Then he it says in the star zada he bought a zada. Bika lezavale. Then some a bika. Love oz le bika. Now we call a zada. If a bika is called zada, then kul zavale. Tell him everything. If people call a bika zada, then he said a zada there, and it says the boundaries of the entire bika. Then obviously that's what he sold him. Like tzichadika, that those people do the sada, karele sada, ulabika, bika. Bika nami, the other people, the labika, karele sada. We don't know what this guy is. Mao, they would thought, kuli zavale, because he used the wider parameters, the wider boundaries, is a raya that he's from those people that call a sada, bika, that's what would have thought, kamashalan, no. And how do we take no? Because otherwise, with the havale, the michtavale, he should have written in the shtar, loy shairit mizvina ilin kelmi klum. I'm leaving nothing for myself. But not add inserting that extra clause is a raya he didn't write, I'm leaving nothing for myself. Is a raya that I am leaving something for myself. And I'm only selling you a sada. Leaving something for yourself. We need both cases for bika and bai. It's the same principle. Nay, we need it. Yes, we need buy a house. I would have thought that what you don't sell the bida on the bai is a house to live in, and the bida is more a main building for all the people who live there. So if it's understood why if I sell a bai, I'm not selling including the bida. I will bika the kula chadish mishdo. All the fields have the same purpose, and I gave you the boundaries of the wider parameters. Aim kulas of I sold everything. The wider primitive. By bika he had no breda. He had no other boundaries to use. He had no breda. So therefore, even though he used the wider perimeter, we're going to say that he only meant the sada. Bai is pretty easy to. It's well defined. Each house where it starts, where it ends, is well defined. So maybe should have. Cool as avale. I would have thought that he's holding the whole thing. Tzricha. Says Gemara, Keman Ozla, according to who goes, Hoda Amar, that Modi Bashmul, Mashmei the Bai. He said, name of Bai, a whole bunch of rules. Number one. You want to tell me, friend, you should be as clear as possible in the start. So you have to write to him these words, Loi Shaidid Bizvina Ilan Kadmiklum, I'm leaving nothing for myself, even though he marked out exactly what he's selling. He still has to add those words, I'm leaving nothing for myself. If he doesn't say that, we're gonna say that even though I have big perimeter, I'm keeping something for myself. That follows on Nachman.
The problem with that is that a person can always kind of, that's what I'm keeping for myself, or something else I'm keeping myself. There's no.
The moment he puts it on the start, the buyer is going to say to him, so what are we keeping for yourself? And they'll work it out. So it won't be machlokes afterwards, it's clear. Maybe he'll have to then put in what exactly it is. The buyer might demand it. I would amalek halagai says, friend, arra rabchia mezav. No, look, I'm selling you a property that I bought for rabchia. Havale tarti arot. If he happened to buy two properties because he wrote in singular form, the havi miskaren vechia, they're called rabchia's properties. He omar al ashi chod omle tarti lo amale. He doesn't have to give him both, only give him one, because he said clearly the land I bought from rabchia, one land. If his time says, not, I'm selling you both lands, I'm selling you the land that have here in general terms, then miyat arat ashtayim, then arat is plural, so therefore he has to give him both. The yomale kol arat, if he says, all the land that I have, I'm selling you, then kol arat disle, every piece of land he owns anywhere in the world is including the sale, levar, but not bustani, not gardens, or pardise vineyards, or last time we learned pomegranate orchards. Why are they included? Because they're not called Arata. They have separate names. And if he told him all of my asset, all my estate, then I feel boosted the pardis. Then included also in that will be the garden and also the orchard. Levar mebati va'avdi, but won't be included houses because they're not estate. I guess when we say land estate, and nor are they slaves. V'yamalei nechasei, all my assets. And I feel the bottom of the even houses are included, even slaves are included. Stop here, I guess. Next week, Sunday.